Hello. I'd like to share with you in these next few minutes ways in which you can say goodbye to your beloved pet and how to cope with the loss of this friend. Right now, you may feel you're at a crossroads. Saying goodbye has been one of the most difficult things you've done in a very long time. What do you do now? In the typical griever's fashion, the mind is always preoccupied with thoughts of things that you wish you'd done, in ways that were different, better. You know, the I should've's, the I could've's, the I would've's if only I'd known this was going to happen. If your pet has died suddenly, unexpectedly, you may be feeling an incomplete relationship with this loss. Take some time now to communicate these feelings by making your amends, offering yourself forgiveness, and having one last conversation with your pet. Take the time to remember your pet. Maybe hold one of its favorite toys or look at old photos of your pet. This helps you to remember the happier times. It also allows you to bring closure to a painful period in your life. Forgiving yourself for any deeds, real or imagined, and time are the secret healing factors. To some of us, death is an alien experience. To others, it has an altogether too familiar feeling. Whenever death strikes someone close to us, no matter how limited or extensive our background, we must come face to face with nearly inescapable accompanying pain, separation, loss, and emptiness that occurs. The very word itself, death, strikes fear in us. When it transpires, we seek comfort and consolation from our friends, hoping that they will help us comprehend the apparent senselessness in the act and soften the ordeal. Disbelief describes the initial feeling of grief. It may actually precede your pet's death. For example, when they suggest or the suggestion was made to euthanize your pet, you may have had to confront a situation you didn't believe could ever happen to you or your pet. If your pet was euthanized, whether or not you chose to stay with it was a very personal decision. If you chose not to be there at the end, don't feel guilty that you abandoned it in its last moments. Remember that it was done in a very quick, painless, and dignified manner. Also, take comfort in knowing that you are still bonded in spirit to your pet. When the death occurs as a result of an accident or sudden illness, the magnitude or the disbelief is accentuated. Some call this a state of shock. It helps to shield your system from the reality of the unexpected and the pain that it evokes. Even an unexpected death presents an abrupt finality. It quite possibly ends a long friendship. The transition from having your pet with you and then being alone will take time. Don't try to rush it. Everyone is different. It may take you days, weeks, even months. There is no one correct period of time. Be patient with yourself. During this time, you may need to withdraw from some of your earlier routines. You may suffer depression, restlessness, or experience a bad dream from which you cannot awaken. Whatever the cause of your pet's death, the entire first stage of grieving has an air of unreality to it. When you are ready, a second stage of loss occurs. Reality asserts itself, and a storm of emotions may be unleashed. Crying and anger commonly occur. Expressing these feelings to someone who is compassionate and understands the relationship you had with your pet is very therapeutic. It may be a friend, a loved one, a clergy member, even a pet loss group. Instant supportive feedback is what you need right now. You may tend to feel guilt or the need to blame someone. If only I or the doctor or God had not allowed my pet to die. Why don't others feel as badly as I do? Why my pet? This period might last for days or weeks, possibly a month or two. You are not crazy. You are not too sensitive. Your priorities are not misplaced. You are not abnormal. Simply live one day at a time. It's healthy to express emotions that surface at this time. The intense emotions need to play themselves out. This is a good time to reminisce and reflect on the special attributes of your pet. Remember the good times. You may need to again take out those old pictures of your pet. Sit in the sun where your cat used to lounge, or take a walk to your dog's favorite spot. Resolution is the final stage of the grief process. You will be moved through your persistent grief to coping with the loss, to resolving many of the questions surrounding your pet's life, its purpose, and your response to the challenges surrounding your pet's death. Eventually, time and the gentle spirit of healing will ease the pain, allowing memories of your pet to fill the thundering silence of an empty soul with new delight and joy. You may feel the need at this time of sadness to give back to the world in the name of your pet. Maybe it would help to plant a tree, volunteer your time in an animal shelter, or make a donation to an organization that performs animal-related charitable activities. Please know that the purpose of this tape was to support you throughout this difficult time. You are not alone. For those of us at the Animal Health Foundation appreciate the opportunity to be with you at this time and hope that our thoughts may assist you in finding peace.